All right, Preston, what in the world is or was, is the Montauk Project still going on?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
When did it begin, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, as far as we know, it traces back to about 1947 when they decided to restart the Philadelphia experiment to find out what actually went wrong and why the people on the boat were not able to take the field. As we've all heard before, the Philadelphia experiment is where they attempted to make a Navy ship radar invisible. They got total invisibility and the thing disappeared. And it got sucked into a hole in hyperspace between 1943 and 1983. So what actually happened is they did a lot of R&D work. The project split into two. The engineering went to Los Alamos, we believe, and that's where they developed the stealth technology that's on the third level of the stealth aircraft these days. The other part of the project, which was the human factors project, went to Brookhaven National Laboratories, which was the largest human factors research in the United States. This is now about 1950, we believe. It joined what was known as the Phoenix Project, which was a very large, all-encompassing research project involving research into the human mind, the mind of man, starting back in World War I and World War II with propaganda, PA systems, leaflets dropping, this sort of thing. It evolved up through chemical research, drug research. After they spun their wheels a lot of time out of Brookhaven Labs, they got the stealth technology user-friendly. That means human being could take the field. I cannot go into what that's all about because I did sign security on that.
They made you sign a paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get employment, anything that they have you sign, it would be illegal and jail time to talk about. You'd be convicted of espionage.
That's right.
See, on the Montauk Project, they used different methods of security, which we can get into a little later, where I never signed for it.
So there will be some of it that you can talk about.
Yeah, the Montauk Project I can talk of, because that I never signed for. In fact, officially, I never existed on that project.
Oh. Well, all right, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you've heard Al Bielek's description of the Philadelphia experiment.
Yes, I have many times.
Do you agree with or quarrel with it, or do you think it's accurate, or do you know of any inaccuracies or anything you'd like to correct about what he said about it?
Well, essentially, what he's saying is very controversial. I believe there are many different tests of radar invisibility, total invisibility, that the government research did attempt in World War II, and he's reporting on one test. If you read the popular Bill Moore book, Bill Moore compiled all sorts of information, which was on a number of different kinds of tests, different kinds of procedures used. This is why the book is somewhat confusing. I was speaking essentially from personal experience, excuse me, in talking with a lot of other people that he's come across, just as I've come across people. The Philadelphia experiment did happen. It was definitely a high-energy physics project. There is other information coming to surface saying that Nikola Tesla had a input to it in the beginning.
Correct.
And, Dr. John Eric von Neumann definitely did work on it. He himself told me that. And I think Al's idea of what happened on the boat, excuse me, is pretty much correct. Because also I've had the same idea from other witnesses, like Duncan Cameron, who was also on the boat with Al.
So I
don't have any quarrels with Al.
So then you think the story is essentially correct?
It's essentially correct. I think he may have missed some items and some of the points.
One thing that I've found, as I've interviewed a lot of people who talk about time travel, Talk about alien spacecraft and the way space might be warped and the way it might be jumped across, in fact, and the technologies that they're talking about are strikingly similar to the one that Al Bielek told us about.
Well, again, we're discussing here what happens when you pulse a magnetic field to extremely strong levels. It's well known in the quantum physics world that if you pulse a magnetic field beyond, I believe it's 1,000 Tesla field strength, it is highly possible to bend space and time. Now, if you can control this, it is theoretically possible to gain control of space and the time continuum, which would lead to the ideas that all this stuff you hear coming out of the UFO legends has some scientific basis behind it. Although a lot of your physicists will not accept the idea that there are parallel multiple realities, but your quantum physics is beginning to accept that idea at this point, and a lot of them always have.